Federal employees and contractors last night vented their frustrations about the impending government shutdown. They were shouting them at Congressman Jim Moran. The Virginia Democrat held a town hall meeting to try to answer questions and offer some understanding of why agencies are on the verge of shutting down for the first time in 15 years. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with details from this sometimes contentious and sometimes informative discussion. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
All right, let's start with the latest news from the White House and Capitol Hill about the potential shutdown. What's going on?
Well, this morning I'm looking at the wires. Reuters is reporting they're still at odds over spending cuts in the budget deal. Steny Hoyer, the minority leader in the House, said that we're closer, but we're still not there yet. And this all comes after last night that House and Senate staffers worked throughout the night on a deal to get it done. President Obama said last night after a second meeting of the day about the budget with Speaker John Boehner and Majority Leader Harry Reid that there's been some progress. They've moved further along, but they're not quite there yet. But President Obama says an agreement should be reached today, but there's no certainty. And he would be hoped to talk about a shutdown that's been averted early this morning. Now, in the meantime, OMB issued guidance to agencies on the shutdown that would happen. We have a story and a link to that memo online at federalnewsradio.com. But just some quick highlights. Non-exempted employees or furloughed employees would have to work Monday for about 4 hours to help with an orderly shutdown. Employees cannot check email. They cannot log onto their computer networks. And actually, each agency will decide whether or not to take away their smartphones or laptops. They're basically government-issued IT devices. Agencies, however, that do not depend on appropriations, and this includes parts of the Office of Personnel Management, parts of the General Services Administration, could still come to work. So that's actually quite a few more than I expected. I was surprised when I saw some of the other agencies that don't depend on appropriations. As far as contractors, as Tom, as your piece showed, non-essential contracts, non-statutory contracts will receive stop work orders. Additionally, OPM updated its frequently asked questions late last night. We have a link to that as well. Again, federalnewsradio.com.
Jason, what were some of the federal employees' main points of frustration that came out last night at the town hall meeting?
There was a lot of frustration, a lot of worry, and many questions about really how the government got here and what is really being done to fix the situation. But many in the audience just wanted answers to simple questions like this DOD employee.
Will I get paid on the 15th? I've worked the last 2 weeks and earned the money. I mean, will I get my paycheck?
You will get paid for the days that you've worked, yes.
For the last 2 weeks.
For
okay.
All the days. Thank you, Fareth. Thank you so much for asking. Any days that you have worked prior to a furlough, you will be fully paid for.
Obviously, that's Jim Moran you heard in the last bit there. He hosted the town hall meeting in Alexandria, Virginia. There were others there like Tom Webb, a 34-year employee of the Social Security Administration and a local American Federation of Government Employees, AFGE leader. He just wanted to express his really exasperation at the lack of understanding of just how important the federal employees are to the greater country.
Where I work and my colleagues that are here with me tonight, where we work, we're processing cases that have been pending for 3 and 4 years that have been through an administrative law judge process, that now have to be determined before the case goes to court or will be in court, the most complex cases the agency sees. Those cases will not be processed if we're told to go home. Another thing is the way the employees have been treated in this entire process is totally unacceptable. I had a call today from a labor relations person telling me that the deputy commissioner could not discuss the contingency plans for a shutdown. The commissioner is going to get something out by close of business tomorrow. That's not the way to treat dedicated employees. And I am more proud than I've ever been the way our employees are handling this. They are showing up for work every day. They want to work.
Now, without a doubt, current and former federal employees and contractors really didn't hold back their frustrations either. Several want to know how Congress and the executive branch got here in the first place. Moran tried not to blame the Republicans or make this a political issue, but basically said there was a deal ready to go in December for an omnibus spending bill that the House passed, and the Democrats in the Senate and the Republicans seemed to say they want to do it. However, come time to vote, the Senate Democrats couldn't get the 60 votes to beat back a filibuster, so the bill died. And now, again, here we are into our sixth continuing resolution. Now, the issue is all about the future, Moran says. Cuts now, he says, lay the foundation for future spending. And since almost all that's focus has been on the discretionary budget, which makes up about 12% of the total federal budget, Moran said Democrats are digging in to a certain extent. And obviously, he doesn't want to go ahead and say, well, we'll cut this program and that program, because then in 2012 and beyond, those programs will stay at low marks. Several others expressed wonderment why Congress would be taking a two-week break for a district work period that could be in the midst of a government shutdown. Listen to this exchange between an FAA employee and Moran.
As far as the Easter recess goes, if you're not in control of that, tell me who is and who do I talk to and what can I do to assure that Congress continues to work to pass a budget in case of government shutdown.
There you go. It's a good question. I think you know the leadership. John Boehner from Ohio is the speaker. Eric Cantor from Virginia is the majority leader. If they chose to, could make that decision. Although I have to say, I'm not sure. The more time we stay in session, the more time we go back and forth, we're going to resolve this. If we can't reach agreement, it may not be all that bad a thing for members to be back in their district, as I am here, listening to their constituents. That might be one way to resolve the impasse.
And we're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. And Jason, what is Moran doing to try to help federal employees? Those are his constituents. And what about the federal employee unions?
Moran and the unions, and they had three representatives there last night from the American Federation of Government Employees, National Treasury Employees Union, and the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Union. They're all taking several steps on behalf of federal employees. For instance, Moran will introduce a bill today, co-sponsored by Virginia Republican Frank Wolf, Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly, and several others in the local area, to ensure federal employees get paid during a furlough. Now, obviously, the White House said yesterday they support the federal employees getting paid as well, but Moran was very honest, saying, listen, I don't really expect a lot of support. There's not a lot of enthusiasm, if you will, to pay federal employees. Now, Moran also introduced a bill about a month ago that if the government does get shut down, Congress wouldn't get paid either. He said the bill passed the Senate, but again, not the House. Now, the unions are taking several steps as well. NTU wrote a letter to lawmakers asking that same question about making sure furloughed employees get paid and encouraging them to do that. In fact, NTU also is preparing a lawsuit that would require Congress to pay federal employees who have to work in the event of a shutdown. They want to make sure that paycheck is guaranteed. Now, Don Adcock from the National Active and Retired Federal Employees, or NARF, reiterated that federal employees and retirees would receive their benefits, including health care and retirement annuitants paychecks, as well as the TSP accounts would not be affected. So that was a little bit of good news in this kind of shadow of lots of doubt.
Jason, a lot of feds want to know where they can go get help if there is a shutdown, if they are furloughed. Where can they go?
I think that was a question that came up several times during the meeting last night. As well, you know, can they file for unemployment? So OMB and OPM answered these questions in recent memo. OPM's frequently asked questions, which, again, we have a link online at federalnewsradio.com, said it is possible for furloughed employees to be eligible for unemployment. Now, each state differs in their rules. Some states require a one-week waiting period before an individual can qualify for payments, but agencies and employees should submit questions to the appropriate state, or if you live in Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia office. Federal OPM states the law of the state in which the employee's last official duty station in the Federal Civilian Service was located will be the state law that determines eligibility for unemployment insurance benefits. So it's a little complicated, but basically, you can find the answer online, but wherever you work will determine whether you are eligible for unemployment benefits. Now, Dina Long is a spokesperson for NTU. She says there are other places federal employees can go for help.
There is the Federal Employees Emergency Education and Assistance Fund, FEA, which is a charity that the National Treasury Employees Union and a lot of other unions support as well. And that is a charity that provides emergency loans to federal employees. So if you're having trouble paying your electric bill or paying your rent, you can go to FEA.org for information. And we'll also be asking federal employees who are continuing to work in agencies that are fully funded to donate to that fund as well.
Now, we have a link to the FEA website, feaa.org, on our website, federalnewsradio.com, so employees can easily find more information about that organization.